Blog Talk Radio.
Somber look at today's program. We're going to take your minds back into that era. You were here only from MLK and Malcolm X and those in between to set this thing up for you, because we have a psyop that is so unbelievable that many people, including the very elect, shall be deceived. Before we even get with the program, let us all say shout out to my sister Antoinette, doing much better. Much love to you, sister. Don't worry, we got you in the mix. You ain't going nowhere. So we looking forward to your comeback. So keep me in the loop of when you're ready so we can set it all up for you. Now, second, we told you last week that the charade was nothing more than a charade. All this comedic bullshit, worried about who's who. While you was worrying about listening to Club Shay Shay and viral hits, too bad you didn't go viral and find out that we at war. World War III is officially underway. They have already hit Yemen. We already got naval ships already prepared, already. You worried about Club Shay Shay. All right, let's get it on, because you know it's about to happen. Much love to B-Lo family, all safe and sound up in that cold tundra. But guess what? Today's program is MLK Ultra and the X Factor. And you know what the X Factor is. These two men iconic in stature in today's urban legend of history. We get to find out much more as we dabble into the inside occultic world of MLK and Malcolm X. And we'll find out that one was very much involved in making sure that certain agendas took place. Even when as far as to change his name, many of you still don't understand his name is not Martin, it's Michael. Named Martin for the symbolic German Saxon Protestant Martin Luther the Reformer for the Reformation era. The script gets even better. But I'm going to do this comparison because they got a movie coming out. And I said, you know, I know somebody who did a play back in Georgia, Jacqueline. Sister been on here many times. Iconic model for Ebony and many commercials and so forth. She had a play about Obama and Malcolm. And I thought it was interesting, but Malcolm would not have liked Obama. And sometimes you tell people that just out of, you know, maybe beefing it up a little bit, get the play a little more hyped up. You know, sometimes people don't take it well, but he wouldn't have liked it. And today, the controversy is, did Malcolm really like Martin? Well, that question was answered a few times when they met. They had to put on a happy face. See, at this time, you know, Malcolm's version is too, see, it's always a yin and a yang. But I'm going to show the hypocrisy in quite a few of this by their own words, not my words. No, you won't be blaming me. See, I give facts. I could be opinionated, but facts will be the feature foremost factor of this program and all our programs. It's factual. We come on with the facts. We don't talk and just talk. We give you the facts right after we finish talk. Now, Malcolm, his philosophy was by any means necessary. So his early pilgrimage was going into the eras of the 50s and 60s, and he would go to a number of court appearances. Matter of fact, Buffalo, New York was one of the major court appearances because back in that time, the Nation of Islam had a hard stronghold on Buffalo. Not so today, but back at that time, yes. When I was growing up, there was a mosque on Jefferson, East Ferry, East Utica, all day long in suits, not, you know, cold weather. Not today. Big difference. Don't even have the mosque. So we're going to retrospect through the whole program because this is a metaphysical program. We go past, present, and future at the same time. You can't keep up, better try. Then try. But never be denied. So keep on trying. Now, he in Buffalo. He in Los Angeles. He in Rochester, New York. All those areas were hotbeds for brutality against the Nation of Islam. Now, these are only one southern is California, if it doesn't rain in Southern California, but that's all. The rest of them is in northern cities, particularly New York State at the time. A lot of people don't talk about that. How many court cases he had to go up into these northern cities for police brutality? Not even the South, but we're going to get into that today. All going to be about this today. Y'all going to listen to both sides today from the dead. But his thing was, they were killed by the police, so he felt black people, according to the philosophy at the time of the NOI, was self-defense. Now, King, MLK, he came up with this nonviolent, but he didn't come up with it. He was an apostle follower of Gandhi, and he wasn't even a follower. It was Bernard Ruskin, who we will have him on here as well from the dead, because they got a movie about him that they lying all day long about. But see, facts matter. That's why I don't put movies to be my historical data. Anybody put a movie as their historical data, oh well. So as you can say, oh well. Well, see, excuse me. As of right now, one says self-defense, Here's a yang, one nonviolent by an Easterner named Gandhi, whose history is pathetically, unbelievably ridiculous. Couldn't stand the blacks in South Africa, but here there's a civil rights leader from America is biting off of his philosophy. But let's go even further. Martin took the nonviolence. There's always people that was around King who was trying to protect him in all demonstrations, who were actually armed. We did a program on this few Martin Luther King's MLK Ultra back, maybe 2-3 years back, maybe now, maybe probably about three. The Deacons of Defense, where they made the movie. I watched the movie, but you know it's way more than that. Come on, man. The movie give you the clue. So you go look up the movie and go look up the real history. Find out the Deacons of Defense was a paramilitary group by ex-military who got tired of what was going on in Louisiana and just started to form. Followed them everywhere. No attempts. No attempts, huh? See, that's the difference now. You had real people going to protect him. But yet you believe him, even to this day, he was nonviolent. That's not true. That's another MLK Ultra. Couldn't it be nonviolent? You got a paramilitary group behind you. Can't do it. So right there should tell you some things about why we need to balance Mayat, bring into true factual observation. Because there's something wrong here. Another comparison everybody want to go dabble into. These are the comparisons. Nonviolent, right there, nonviolent violence. One, both. They both violent. Somebody lied. Let's go even further. Now, King, his argument was that nonviolent disobedience, and one is nonviolence, is both a moral and political strategy. So morality and religious argument that black people could not succumb to an enemy politically. But Malcolm, who was like America's prosecuting attorney, he was about to prosecute America. He was using crimes against black humanity, where King was a defense attorney for white people. His interest was in both sides of the color line. Now, today we're going to see how these two, King, MLK, and Malcolm X, visions merge. And it started to merge right after the assassination of Malcolm X. When King realized, and the killing done by blacks, even if they were agents, the perception that, damn, black people killed them, even if they were agents, no one's going to debate they're agents. More than likely, I would bet my money they were agents, able to know exactly the time frame, the positioning of everything, all scoped out. So King finally came. And I'm going to show you how these last days of him coming to a recollection comes about. Now, Malcolm get killed on February 21st, 1965. And at that time, he had to think about that assassination. So King said he called later on one of those mountaintop meetings. And in March 25th, 1965, not even a month later, March, he talks about American democracy, racial justice, but long road ahead. See, he knew it was going to be a long road ahead. And so, even when in August now, same year, 65, August 6th, they came up with the Voting Act, right, that got passed. Now, even though that was a high point, considering, not even a couple months later, Watts goes into the biggest racial upheaval in the head. I mean, tore up Watts, California. From there on, they started making movies. Watts, that, Aubrey Pounces. It never recuperated, even until this day. It's not recuperated. It hasn't recouped from a 1965 riot. Now, right there tells you a lot. And that's over the vote, right after the voting rights. So we don't even have lying people out here in history land. Well, have you think, what an accomplishment. How do you explain a riot after such an accomplishment, everybody on the line listening and across the country? Because you're going to parades tomorrow to be lied to. That's all you're going to get is a parade. I ain't going to get no social justice. Now they're calling it new things now. I mean, crazy names. I mean, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Now, you think King, that's what King died for, everybody, out on the line. King died for DEI now. The name alone don't make sense to me. And why the DEI being propagated by all the killers of King, and we're going to play the killers so we all know who actually killed him up in Tennessee. He going to get killed after four Brule members all throw their hands up in there. Oh, we're going to have a good time today. Told you, it's the cult history of Dr. King. This ain't that one you're going to watch tomorrow on the History Channel. No. Won't be that one. They won't give me the money to make the real documentary, but so I'm going to have to put it on these radio programs to give you the necessary food so you can eat off facts, not dumbass falsehoods that's been perpetrated and permeated through all our history. But right now, King would be up in arms, wouldn't he? He up here talking about Elon Musk, even talking about people will die due to DEI. What the hell? Like, it ain't even a disease. It's called diversity, inclusion, equality, inclusion. Now, you telling me they're going to say we're going to die from people wanting DEI, and we got L. Sharpton running around with saying this word, all of a sudden, it's the last phase, y'all. Told you it's coming. Oh, well. If I die, I'm going to say, oh, well, we tried to tell these dumbass niggas. Unbelievable. Who would believe this stuff today? In 2024, no one talks about Dr. King, how he was like, oh, man, we're going to have a meeting. He don't kill Malcolm X. I was just hanging with him. Then all of a sudden, we got a rally. I get the civil rights bill. I look scared behind that bill, don't he? Oh, my God. Don't let him be. He looks so scared. He don't know what to do. That bill had to be horrifying because they're using the same jingle today. Our voting rights. Ain't no voting rights been ever taken, man. Y'all just don't want to vote, period. That's the new excuse y'all got. Why they could steal the elections even easier now. Now, you got to be crazy if you think I'm supposed to believe dumb people who don't know what happened here in Florida three times. We only had hanging chads. All of a sudden, they couldn't stamp out the thing. Hung for days. Then we had a chick couldn't count in Broward County for a damn month. And I'm supposed to believe that they can't rig the election. I mean, come on, y'all. Y'all got to stop it. Got to stop it. Really do. But Dr. King seen something that day. And if you listen to them, they don't play these tapes. See, what you're going to hear today don't even get played. So what you're hearing is pure, factual, unadulterated facts of what took place, how fearful this man was after they killed the X Factor. Had to get him. Brought on by his own group, which is very interesting. Never talked about it. We got Farrakhan claiming he ain't had nothing to do with it. Yeah, you ain't had nothing to do with it. You just put a bounty on his head, but I ain't had nothing to do with it, man. I ain't do it. Okay. Now, the repercussions of that is they don't have no power today. Nation of Islam don't have no power. They can come on TV and do whatever they do. Ain't nobody, because everybody knows it's going to an oligarchical family. It means your children gets the wealth. Many of you will not get anything. Some of you I know today can't even get a ride. Okay. All righty. But y'all about to get it today with facts. and from the dead, because the dead is the only thing you want to listen to, because that's where many of us are going. This is the first one. When Malcolm got killed, listen to Dr. King's speech that never gets played. Never. Wonder why BET don't play it.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul-searching and agonizing moments, and I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is that we still have a long, long way to go, and that we are involved in a war on Asian soil, which, if not checked and stopped, can poison the very soul of our nation. I'm not going to say that all of our problems will be solved if the war in Vietnam is ended, but I do say that the war makes it infinitely more difficult to deal with these problems. When a nation becomes obsessed with the guns of war, it loses its social perspective, and programs of social uplift suffer. This is just a fact of history, so that we do face many more difficulties as a result of the war. It's much more difficult to really arouse a conscience during a time of war. That is something about a war like this that makes people insensitive. It dulls the conscience. It strengthens the forces of reaction, and it brings into being bitterness and hatred and violence. I think the biggest problem now is that we got our gains over the last 12 years at bargain rate, so to speak. It didn't cost the nation anything. In fact, it helped the economic side of the nation to integrate lunch counters and public accommodations. It didn't cost the nation anything to get the right to vote established. And now we are confronting issues that cannot be solved without costing the nation billions of dollars. Now, I think this is where we're getting our greatest resistance. They may put it on many other things, but we can't get rid of slums and poverty without it costing the nation something. I feel that nonviolence is really the only way that we can follow, because violence is just so self-defeating. A riot ends up creating many more problems for the Negro community than it solves. You can, through violence, burn down a building, but you can't establish justice. You can murder a murderer, but you can't murder through violence. You can murder a hater, but you can't murder hate. And what we are trying to get rid of is hate and injustice and all of these other things that continue the long night of man's inhumanity to man.
When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Now, y'all heard that, right? He said it was a nightmare now. And it was kind of superficial to get so excited. At the same time, Malcolm X was actually clowning the March on Washington. Oh, he called it a farce and all kind of things. And here's what's even funnier. He said, I played it for you. He said he wanted nonviolence. Well, no one brings up Mahatma Gandhi, though, at the King Center. Can't get Coretta, daughter, none of them when they were, son, how did this happen? That an Indian Hindu cult can come to America and give you a philosophy of nonviolence. And he had a group called the Jutus, a paramilitary Hindu group that kill you. Isn't that strange? Both of them got secret paramilitary groups. Gandhi got one. Go look it up. I looked it up. Facts matters on this program. Won't be able to dispute a word on here. I'm sure of that one. Got one. Why ain't that shown? Got a paramilitary group of Indians. Okay, well, that won't be explained, I'm sure. Not tomorrow won't, because you'll be dancing and parading up the street and shit with the politicians who ain't paying. Now, he just said it's going to cost the nation. It did. It cost the nation giving your money to the immigrants that's coming in. That's what's costing. They coming in the new houses. They coming in with health care. They don't have to have their mama in a waiting for the goddamn application to go through Medicaid. They just get it free. And you okay with it? Now, Malcolm X on the told you, see, King was supposed to be a Republican, but see, at that time, that Democratic civil rights NAACP control philosophy was in play all the way. By the money game was already going that direction. Already was going in that direction. Ain't that amazing? Now Malcolm was saying this about him. That's what should be shown, but they won't be showing no Disney Channel.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black.
Uh-oh. I ain't gonna play this one. I'm gonna play this one.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. I say it again. You got a president who's nothing but a Southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. Oh, I say, you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Now, I'm going to show you with facts today the same thing. If we did a talk show today that gave out money, and I said, what president hung with Southern Dixiecrats? And I said, you got 10 seconds and $50 out on the line. I guarantee you, many of you may lose. Not many on this line here, out there in the outer reaches. We'll lose. They'll be saying some stupid shit. If the president, right, see, Malcolm tell you right now what he's talking about right now is happening. Hung with segregationists. Storm Thurmond made the crime bill for niggas to go to jail. And y'all voted, y'all claiming y'all voted for this shit. All because somebody told you that somebody else was a racist, but there's no evidence of that one as much evidence of this one actually doing it. We got, they got all, I mean, stuff, made the crime bill. I don't even get it. But this is why we got to play the dead people for y'all. And we've got about a few more minutes. I'm going to bring y'all on. We got to play a few more dead people for you because obviously y'all are the walking dead. Only one can wake you up is the dead, obviously. How can somebody tell you you on game? Oh, Charlemagne the God, a TV Masonic radio host for the French Grand Orient named Charlemagne. He over there talking about he going to get, what power you going to give it to Cornel West? Who the hell? Y'all are in derision dilemma politically. You don't know who you going to vote for. And guess what? The more you wait and become more lackadaisical, more they going to ram more immigration up your ass, up our ass. Yeah, because I'm sitting here in immigration land. So I think we better start listening. We got two more minutes. I'll start bringing in the dry bone. Because this the day, the Voting Rights Act. You ain't going to be able to vote. They're going to have people already voting. They don't need you no more, black people. Your card is up. The Trump card was played for you, and you threw out the Joker. Oh, y'all ready for some more? We about to put it on you before we bring it up. But I hope y'all ready for a program like this. This ain't your ordinary one. Nah. Now, while all this is going down, everybody. Malcolm X, he's telling you about what's happening. I mean, it's just too much to even go with it without y'all realizing that the same script, January 6th, look how many black folks had the nerve. Y'all watching The View and all these shows, and Fox is under control too, because remember I told you facts matters. You're not supposed to have foreigners over your communications and radio. Our TV is already foreign controlled. Rupert Murdoch is English, everybody. So for Fox, I don't know why we've been saying that for how many years. I think I told people this long time ago, because the word Fox is 666 as well. Now, because we're not going to be playing today, with most people, facts do matter, and we'll make sure you understand that by the end of this program. It's good you have emotional feelings for stuff, but that don't make it factual, because we crying over. Yeah, I know it hurt. We all was crying, not realizing until now. He said, now you get to see, you should be able to be a political astute now to see that you ain't got nothing in 50 years, over 50, 60. Something years of this transformation, and now both parties are despised except those in the secret knowing of America, meaning that this republic stance. Now, that ain't made up by nobody white. It's actually made up by who gave us that charter, that Moroccan charter, that Morocco don't even treat the blacks good over there. That's of their tribe. If they ain't your tribe, boom, boom, boom. We know people who come with this. I know y'all love Africa, and I'm here for it to tell you right on. But Africa ain't gave us no double passports. They ain't say y'all could pick a country. We'll give you dual citizenship immediately. Even give you 2 to 3 acres of land if you want to get something. Then we'll give you what we know, some loans or whatever it takes to live on that land. That ain't been discussed. So all that vacation and shit y'all doing and going to visit and acting like y'all rulers, man, get the fuck off the goddamn internet with that bullshit. You ain't got no diplomatic immunity to do shit. You ain't got no army over there to protect us. So if something break off in Africa, where are you going to run? To the embassy? Well, the embassies are closing down, everybody. Oh, I forgot. You watching The Comedians. See, didn't he told you he's going to be part of the wars? See, King told you in the first clip they're going to bring in the wars. The land. Now you about to fight Africans. I hope you know that. Yemen is in Africa. The Hutus are in Ethiopia. How come that ain't discussed over here on Black History, so-called, whatever the hell y'all? I don't see how that works. Now they got a commission in New York State. King will probably be throwing up right now. Are they going to do another study? I don't need you to study for me no more. We had John Conyers of Detroit who has died almost, two decades ago, maybe. Died with this dream, never fulfilled. Never fulfilled. Never fulfilled whatsoever. And I mentioned California. You know why I did that. See, that's where Malcolm X did most of those cases, was in California, Rochester, New York, and Buffalo, New York. And look who you don't put to the table, Black people. You don't put these people to the table. They don't make promises. Didn't he say they make promises to you? What better way to make promises to you by put a Black mammy?
The National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
In COBRA,
thank you. Congressman Waters, the global reparations movement is advancing mightily on the planet. Our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suing the nations of Europe that had involvement in the enslavement of the Caribbean.
Right.
In Europe, our brothers and sisters in London are crafting legislation. On the continent of Africa, we understand that there will be a major reparations conference in 2019-2020. Here in America, the only federal legislation, the federal push to have this country redress the crimes against African people has been H.R. 40. And now that Congressman Conyers is no longer there, we need someone to stand up and push this legislation forward. You have historically been a supporter of this legislation. We ask that you co-sponsor now, and not only co-sponsor, become an active co-sponsor. You have a relationship with the millennial, as Auntie Maxine, that no other congressperson has. And we're in COBRA, personally, right now today, asking you to become more active in the role to push H.R. 40.
I'll be happy to do that. That's no problem. But let me tell you this. In order to get where we need to go on this issue and other issues, we've really got to understand that 2018 is important to taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And, of course, we've got to get the White House. Now, if we want to get to the point where we...
Now, they had the White House for 8 years with Obama. 8 years. Auntie Maxie run around. Hip hop and shit. She with Gang Thug, Yo Gotti. I mean, all kind of shit going. I don't know what the hell. All kind of crap. I said, what the? And today, Hochul out of New York, after she canceled the Bills game for tomorrow, had the nerve to go get L. Sharpton, Attorney James, and some other clowns to be on a study. I thought, a study? A study? Didn't she say, that's no problem? That ain't no problem. No, I could do it. You don't got Biden the president now. Ain't heard. All we getting is universal income. Now, of course, I got to play this before I bring it in. See, I'm giving you two lies. Two lies. And I'm going to give you the one who some of his killers are still alive. Some of his killers are still in power. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's unbelievable. Some of his killers are still, but they ever released some of Malcolm killers just recently. You can tell how much I really care about these people because no outrages, nothing. I mean, you know, so basically we like phony spectators in the Matrix and shit. We just pretending. Because they got off. I mean, they might have paid them up. I don't know how they was treated in prison. Don't have a clue. But I know they was able to come out looking happy. So I don't know what took place, but they out. But then you got Dr. King killers. The ones that were in Tennessee. The ones that was on the balcony with them. The The ones who knew his name was changed. The ones who knew the FBI. Let me read something for you. I got the FBI reports right here, so you don't think I'll be making up shit. Wow, this is amazing. They said that another field officer in the draft of counselors deliberated of falsely accusing being an FBI informant to ostracize by his friends and associates. They wanted to plant series of derogatory articles of Dr. King and the People, Poor People campaign. Bureau of Headquarters granted authority to furnish operative news media sources. Operative news media sources. Now, ain't that what we call fake news? Now, you all heard it. You still don't believe the news fake. I'm giving you King now. I got the everything right here. FBI got the, with 1975, the NSA, with international cable companies. Millions of cables have been sent to the American citizens in a reasonable expansion that they would be kept private. They want, see, that's what the cable TV was about. Got it right here. 1963. King, a target of intensive campaign by the FBI investigation, neutralized him, an effective civil rights leader. Y'all heard some of this. And it said, FBI said, a war against King, no holds bar. I got, that's COINTELPRO. The whole thing. Even when, as far as said, obtaining IRS and tax returns of targeting and attempting to provoke the IRS investigation. Now, y'all watch Biden weaponize the IRS, ain't say a word. Ain't say a word. Y'all know that? Y'all know Biden has weaponized the IRS, and you ain't got not one black leader or church leader. Now, try to defraud them. They already getting you on all the PPP that you took for COVID that they already had justified. See? I told you it was set up. We told you that. We told you set up game, stick up kid. Look what you done did for it. A long-term bid. y'all thought y'all was going to stick up the... if they can get King, they killed two presidents. What? His brother, the president, Malcolm X. I'm just going to go in the 60s. I can go and Fred Hampton. I got to play Fred Hampton because he's dead too. Oh, my goodness. All this was told to you, and you still fall for the okey-doke. Now, how is that, everybody? How is that done if you ain't subliminally brainwashed? Got to be. If I could play the same script and y'all would believe anything. Because the killers of Dr. King is still in effect.
Proctor is the one who was picked to replace Martin King, but Jesse is the one he trained. If you had spent all this time on putting him in place, and you ain't got nobody else around Martin, now Andy was supposed to be shot with Martin, but Andy wasn't on the balcony, he was on the floor, so he didn't get it. Ralph was inside, so he didn't get it. Key point, if you spend all that time, and Martin's about to say you are an agent, do you understand that you got the press gold on the assassination? Because now Martin is so continuously condemning you, you got wiretaps everywhere. And we know what he said about Jesse in front of everybody, but who knows what he said when it was just him and Ralph? How much more severe was his accusations? Such that if you didn't kill Martin, of white limitations don't run out on murder. Okay, let's let this run, and then we're going to go back and look at it again in straight speed. Look at.
He won a few times.
Right, look at Jesse. Martin still won't acknowledge him.
You do any sense to speak, he would call it.
Yes, go back. Now, I ask you, when you look at it, is that Jesus or Judas?
Judas. He won a few times, but I saw him visibly shaking himself.
Nobody would touch him.
Let it run.
Now we're on the day of. Now Jesse went and told them, look, you better move now.
Reteaching not violence.
I'm running out of time. This is the last summer. They brought him on the balcony at 306.
I said, oh,
he was shot with a 30-06.
He said, oh, no, I called the house, and dinner is not until 6, so we are in no hurry. Oh, my goodness. But by doing that, it gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour of his life in room 306. He and Ralph Abernathy and myself. Then he and I were on the balcony. Ralph was still inside. And he was greeting people he had not seen.
I was in the parking lot. And we were suggesting that it was cool and maybe he ought to go back and take a top coat with him, just in case.
I heard him above me.
And my man, Hosea.
And we had a limousine. I could touch the limousine. It had been loaned to us by one of the local funeral homes. And I heard a voice, the guy who was driving the limousine. He said, "That's King." That's what he said. So he said, "Although the car is old, it's chilly. I recommend you get your coat." And the last word he said in this world, "Okay, George, I get my coat." And I said, "Pow!"
Stop. Oh, stop. Go back. Key point. Let's go back. There's the maid right there we were looking for. There's the cart. Oh, oh. Okay, let's freeze it at the highest point where Jesse's back is in the... Right there. Stop. Stop. There we go. There's Jesse Jackson. There's the maid. There's the cart. There's the white boy, Lau, L-A-U-E, head of the community strike, a member of the Community Relations Service of the Justice Department, which spies on racial tension. His boss was Roger Wilkins, the nephew of Roy Wilkins. There's Muriel McCullough, the FBI, CIA, Memphis Police Department informant, who now works for the CIA. There's Martin King laying there with the towel over his face. Brother, I appreciate this pointer. This really helped out a lot. There's Ralph. There's Andy. Now, why is Jesse running up this way when everybody else came up that stairway and went that way? Because he had to make sure that room 316 and 317 didn't have no remnant of invader running out of it. Remember, he had just, see, that could have been the invaders running down that ramp right there. And when those people start that phony pointing, maybe the invaders might have went, "No, no, down there." You understand? Because the invaders had what? Okay. Now, there's the maid. There's the cart. You see that cart? There are the wheels. You understand? At 6 o'clock, you ain't changing no beds and no motel? Check. Okay, let's let it run. There's a good shot of McCullough. There's Martin with the towel over his face. There's Martin again.
I looked up and didn't see him on the balcony, except that I saw his shoes sticking out the end of the balcony. All of the police, instead of going to where the shot came from, they were all coming to see what happened. So the picture on the balcony was, I was trying to say, it came from over there.
Stop. Stop. There we go. That's good. There's that phony point. There's Jesse's head right there, making sure that he ran up there and gave a phony pointing. Now, here's the problem with the people pointing. All of the people pointing were this way, looking up to Martin. The shots came from behind them, whether from the bushes or from the rooming house, it was behind them. Not one single person said they turned around and saw somebody or at the rooming house. Those that even saw anybody, Solomon Jones, Earl Caldwell, New York, saw somebody moving in the bushes. Check? So how is it that those with their back turned suddenly become so definitive on something they didn't even see? You understand? It's not logical that they're primary sources for a focus. Okay, we can turn the lights down. It was a script. Right. So, and Andy's recanted his false pointing.
And covered him from his neck down. Someone had a towel put to it. Blood was just everywhere. I went out in that yard and I started walking. And all...
Now listen how mad he was.
All the hatred in my life, which was a lot of hatred, came up in me. I wanted to reach into the air and take molecules, protons, electrons, and make me a gun and kill me some white people. Because I thought it was right.
That's my man.
And there, as you see...
Stop.
On the shoulders.
Now what's happening? NBC Meet the Press, the most watched Sunday news program, goes back to this moment that we're out teaching is a point of distrust and evidence of Martin's dislike to Jesse. They go right back to that spot, put him right on Rockefeller's NBC, toss that ball right up, and say, Jesse, now when I toss this ball up, I want you to stuff it home. So he puts a circle around Jesse's head and a circle around Martin's head, calls it close, and says, you were one of Martin's closest associates. What did Martin King say to you the night before he died? What's up, Black?
What did you say to Dr. King at that moment?
Yeah, back it up and get that sound in there. And Jesse gets the hole in his eyes all up funny like in the negotiator.
Oh,
gets the...
So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the country of God.
And as he continued to speak, he walked behind, and there, as you see, tapped on the shoulders by one Jesse Lewis Jackson.
Highlights two faces and wipes Ralph out.
Difficult to express it because I think we were all crying. It's different in that the minister said it the right way to get up for the child level. Men were crying. It was kind of different. And like we realized he was under this burden, like he had released himself. Because he tried not to come to church and speak, you know, he acted as he come off the seat. I said, and it was that much of a living. And we went together.
Stop.
And the crowd.
What did he say? He said, as you know, it was men crying, Ben Hooks and Billy Kyles. And as you know, he asked me to make that speech that night. And I said, I'll only make that speech if I can take Ralph with me. Now, here's the point. There would be no need to do no stupid stuff like that unless something else was going on that compelled the need to give him a chance to reconstruct history to protect his face from the faceless people who got the facts. There would be no need to do this. It just wouldn't be a need. Okay, let's go back. Let's hear it one more time, and then we'll pull that one out.
Now, that's Steve Coakley. Go online. Listen, if you want to hear even more pertinent information on the Jesse thing, Jesse and them was able to leave too many, and then he was anointed. Now, I'm going to take it where it's so obvious, just from what you just heard. He put his hands up. He put the hands on King's chest, wiped his own chest, and put the grand heaven sign up. Now, what kind of shit is this? What kind of shit is this? I said, man, when I seen that my first time, I said, wow, this is just too obvious to the occult mind. This is like, wow, this high level. This ain't normal. Then you get anointed, and then you change our names to African American. That's Jesse Jackson, everybody. Jesse Jackson was given the Rainbow Coalition, the same colors used today. We'll be right back. I hope y'all ready, because we about to take it to the next level. Yeah.
everything for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else. Say it loud.
What you heard and what we know and what we've been told is the eyes open. Let that be told. Let me go to 8554. We're about to kick it hard. Let's do this thing.
Wow. All right.
Good to have you.
So it's okay. A lot, but that's
right.
Okay though. It's all right.
That's okay.
Got to
right.
Digest little by little.
There you go.
Now.
There you go.
Family don't know where I'm at now. I'm actually in Memphis. And I don't think it's a coincidence. Now, tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen with the ceremonies or what they're going to do, but it's supposed to be a major winter storm coming through here tonight, probably tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. So I don't even know if they're going to have anything. And like I said, the timing is just too damn perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And
weather war.
Right, exactly. But it's something, you said a whole bunch of interesting things now. Did you say earlier something about the Buffalo Bills playoff game getting canceled or moved to tomorrow?
It moved to tomorrow. They put a winter advisory on Western New York. Yep.
It's funny because I just thought about something too. Now, that's not stopping the NBA from playing games tomorrow.
No, of course.
And already last week, I started with the Chicago Bulls. Here they come with the social justice T-shirts, the Martin Luther King T-shirts. I said, huh.
Right. Social justice, yeah. That's the word. That's the key word. DEI is what that's connected to that word. Absolutely.
Which is connected with United Nations. Now, you said something else I caught on. You said earlier about Elon Musk saying that people are going to die under diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yes, unbelievable.
And when I heard that, I was like, I wonder if he was talking about the people who took the vaccines. Because regardless of all what's going on right now, that depopulation program is in effect.
In effect. That's right. In effect.
So whether it be a January 6th distraction, Cat Williams, rappers getting shot, whatever, all that stuff is going on, people are still dying.
Yep.
Never forget. And we've been, how many years we've been talking about this now?
Yep.
Going against family members, friends, neighbors. Oh, you crazy for not taking that vaccine. Now we're seeing the manifestation of it. Before
Absolutely.
I forget, January 17th, mark this on the calendar, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, and globalist elites to discuss Disease X at upcoming summit. Prediction of a pandemic 20 times more deadly than COVID-19.
I told you, I listened to everybody. X Factor. That's why we put it together like that. X Factor. Actually, shout out to Brother Quad because he sent me a video saying this is your show. I said, okay. I took it and ate it up, baby. I love it. Yeah. Now, let's go with that, man. I mean, because you in Tennessee. It's not only historical. It's musically historical. I mean Bill Street. I mean the people. This whole strip is full of live. What's your vibe now that they start to see if they are seeing it? Because your region, I don't know. Is immigration? Is everybody flocking there? Because under the new calendar, the number one places to move to is Buffalo. Tennessee is in the mix in the top five. I'm like, they try to tell you some of these cities are oversaturated. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, okay. Ironically, you asked me that because the state of Tennessee legislator right now working on a bill, like for people who want to get a driver's license and take the written test, it's right. only going to be in English. So what that's Whoa. Just telling me, like I said, it's not fine. It hasn't been finalized. It's in discussion. It's in talks right now. But that's telling me that whoever's coming over here or attempting to come over here, you're not just going to be able to get a driver's license or anything. Opposed to like if you're in Chicago, for example, they just
sanctuary.
Giving away IDs and shit.
Right. Sanctuary
you know.
I want y'all to know
sanctuary
names.
City. But that's not to say they're coming here because I've seen some articles a couple of years ago where they are being snuck up in here.
Right. Now, I'm not calling
it
sanctuary city.
And I'm not going to say they're not here. They are.
Yeah. Miami should never
but
be
not to not to the degree where it's like in New York or California or Chicago.
But it's here, too, undercover. Sanctuary City been here forever. I mean, people float up here, and we're able to get immediate assistance. So I'm just letting people know there's different jurisdictions. There are different jurisdictions to this.
Oh,
everybody,
let me hit on King real quick before you go to the next column with a little Chicago connection. Okay. Now, over 50 people were hurt and 18 cars were burned. Back on August 5th, 1966, Martin Luther King attempted to lead 700 marchers through Marquette Park and neighboring Gage Park to a real estate office on 63rd Street. Martin Luther King had previously led marchers into white neighborhoods elsewhere. The city had been fiercely opposed. Now, what a lot of the younger people don't know, that in that march, literally tried to take his head off. And go look
Correct.
It up on YouTube. Don't listen
Correct.
To me. Go look it up on YouTube.
It's there.
He made a little comment after that march, and he was like, of all the places he's been in the South, he never experienced that type of racism in a northern city.
That's right. That's why.
And this
that's
was in
why,
Chicago.
That's right. Now, again, Chicago, y'all got to realize something now. He just said some stuff before we even – remember, he was stabbed by a black woman. They got a black woman to stab them. Now, how they got them, all you out there who become on this program, so y'all targeted individuals, you know y'all had free reign here in the beginning. I talked to So Elvira. I had so many people on my show, Lieutenant Dorothy, all y'all was out there. I told you, Val.
And remember, it was a black woman that attempted to burn down their house. Just what was it, last month?
Right, gonna burn the house of the king, people, on social media. That's why I know we crazy. They did this on social media to let y'all be see it. So people, because that's what y'all feed off now. Y'all are AI. I'm gonna get wait till we get to the high level to show. See, they already named us because we have to be on social media. It's impossible. We could not do the old school days, go door to door, because you wouldn't even get to some people's house without being. You gonna knock on some doors today in my area? Ain't gonna happen. Everybody know where I live. It's gates. You ain't even get. If you come over the gate, it's gonna be an issue. So all I can tell the person is that you better start thinking about how this game is being played on your livelihood. Make it personal, everybody. Don't try to make it universal. Just make it personal. Is you able to buy shit? I mean, because I can say, you know, it's a time limit to everything. But I just want y'all to know that Dr. King said that the battle was going to be when the money, he said they got bargain basement deals. He said they made money off of us for free for 10 years. That means the Woolworths, the Sears, all the counter stores did that on purpose so they can get us all to buy at the same time. It was all a game, a psyop. Every single one, Woolworths, Twin Fair.
And all the Woolworths and Sears in Chicago closed up. And now I'm thinking about Target and Walmart. And it's funny,
but
exactly. They're pushing the LGBTQ merchandise thing. Because now down here, ironically, a lot of people weren't going for that bullshit.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you in there. I'm going to get to the call. 9161, go ahead. You next. I'm going to give everybody 5 minutes. I got enough time.
All right.
Ain't no rush for me. 5 minutes. Go ahead. Let me hear you.
Let me bring it. Yeah, I just heard the thing say on mute, but then I was on mute.
I let you do that.
I got you.
I got your neck. Whenever I put,
oh, okay.
When I hit that button, y'all,
myself was
on mute.
I was on mute myself, but
then I
just said hello, and then I realized I wasn't. But since I just realized I made a little mistake, let me go ahead and clean this up. Let me get this straight, man. Well, I'm glad when you opened up in your opening monologue, when you brought up about all this distraction and this sleight of hand and almost like the magician just working. You know what I mean? Like the magician working.
Yeah.
Now, he brought up that disease X. He brought up the disease X and he brought up, but that's right, man. The Memphis Grizzlies is playing the Golden State Warriors tomorrow, right? In Memphis, come to think about it, right?
That's right.
So,
in
you
Memphis.
Know. Ah, Golden State. Ah, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now check this out. They just played.
Yeah.
They just played last night, too. I think they played the Knicks, matter of fact. Now, let me bring this up. All right, last night, you know, they had a game out there in Kansas City where its temperature was -4 degrees. So they didn't cancel the weather for that, but they canceled the game. I mean, canceled the game for that. Now, I was thinking about this yesterday and Friday, matter of fact. And a couple of the other days last week. What happened? We were talking about Epstein, Kent Williams, all this stuff. What happened on Tuesday when them Jewish boys was up in that tunnel up there in that synagogue in New York and the mainstream news media didn't even bother to give you a whisper about it? CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
Control.
Nobody gave it a whisper. Okay, now wait a minute now. So what I'm saying, the Kent Williams thing, while he did mention Harvey Weinstein, he was a Jew and a couple other things, that was fine. But what I'm saying is, as my good brother West say, who benefiting, every time they bring out a major distraction, something always going with these Jews. This is only cover for them to get a little bit of time to get away a little bit. They get out the back door again. You got the spotlight on them, right? And that's how they get out in the spotlight, because they give you some bull crap to talk about while they skating through the gates. All right? Now check this out. You got a senator named Lankford and Schumer about to make a deal for immigrants who are coming in. They're going to give them, I think they'll give 50,000 of them green cards when they get out of detention or whatever they had, they give them work permits. So this is going to really transform the American economy to make them the workers.
Right.
And they coming in with the universal basic income for you. See how they about to do this? They started to flip this script. This is a senator named Lankford from Oklahoma, a Republican, and Chuck Schumer ready to crack a deal, man. This is about to go down. Probably will be, man. Now check this out. Now let's get back to that 17th. Matter of fact, that's on the 17th, the same day at the World Economic Forum, doing that meeting, man, to find out. And what they in their meeting, they're also going to discuss how to cancel the First Amendment in the United States. If you say anything they don't like about the jab, about this, about that, they are basically saying they have the right to cancel you out of society, kill you, or lock you up and put you away for a long time. Matter of fact, put you away. Well, wait a minute now. Let me say, put you away, but they also going to kill you. Because like I told my buddy a couple weeks ago, that thing with Hochul that you talking about, Governor Hochul?
Yeah.
That quarantine camp stuff they talking about ain't just talking about that. Oh, I'm putting you away for health reasons. No, they'll kill your ass in there, too. That's also a killing plan, too. Because hey, if you really think they're going to let you out of 60 days, you be fooling yourself to think they're just going to, that's where they're going to stop at. So what I'm saying, the genocide plot, I don't know why we had our head turned, you know, everybody talking about what this. Then they say, oh, shit, let's just drop the bombs in Yemen, too. Let's get it on. You know, like
and
Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on.
They just dropped bombs over Baghdad, basically. Without no provocation, just say, oh, we're going to just. And Yemen is in Africa, but go ahead. Keep going. I guess you got five.
But what
you
I'm
got,
saying.
You got two more.
Now, I'm going to bring this up. Now, hold on. Now, what happened on that same day when Yemen happened. Remember, didn't that South African government have a meeting about genocide of Israel? Didn't they have a meeting that day?
Yeah.
Okay. So that happened the same. That was payback, man. It's called payback, James Brown, baby. Payback.
You're trying
to say I'm committing genocide. Yeah, you committing genocide. You killing people. And there it goes. But look, then you got your girl. What's the girl name? What's this girl? This clown running for the Indian seductress. Haley, that's her name. Daggone. Now, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, she say that Hillary Clinton decided to run president. Then she say that daggone, she never said that. She flip-flopped up, down, back around, right?
Right, right.
But if you listen to that woman talk, that woman was on the board of Boeing, man. So you know she's working with a defense contractor, man.
Right.
So Lindsey Graham just come out and say that they did the thing with the Houthi rebels out there, the so-called Houthi rebels out there in Yemen. Yeah. They did a good job. Y'all got to remember something.
I put the whole thing on Facebook, the strategic hits. Military, I put it on Facebook. I guarantee they too scared to take a look at that. I said, look what they did. They show you who hit who. I'm not gonna go there, but go ahead. Y'all sent it out. We wouldn't put it out there for you. Go ahead.
I'm saying, but you gotta understand, the war machine is on. Now I'm gonna say this.
It's on.
They've been telling you. I was looking at a little piece yesterday. My car battery died, and I had to. So I was waiting for the battery. Put another battery in. I'm looking at the game or whatever a little bit. They had it on or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I realized, man? They had a daggone commercial, man. RSV vaccine to start with an A, man. They played it during the game.
Yes, sir. Now,
oh, my God, bro. I said, they really. But look, they said RSV vaccine. But he going to trick dry bones. They tell you, well, if you're 60 and older, you need to get it. Well, but boy, even 2 years ago, he said it was for children. Now you say you're 60 and old to get it. They're trying to kill off the old people. See what I'm saying? They're working back and forth. But This is the last thing I'm going to say. All right, now. I'm just going to bring this up. we had a little championship game on Monday, right? And the final score was 34-13, right? That's 47. Then you had 27-20 week before Michigan, Alabama, 47 problems of Euclid, right? They played the same script twice with the same score, and then come to think about it, as they always say. We even had a brother from Hampton, Virginia, up the road from me that became the coach at New England Patriots, state and retired Carolina. There's a changing of the guard, man. They're showing you all the decks are falling, man.
Ain't that amazing?
Come on, man. They ran a script on you. Everybody lost their job in one day, man.
Yeah, I got the call in the queue. 3-3. I got a comment on that one. Ain't that amazing? Now, I told people a long time ago, they deal in symbolism. Benjamin Banneker does not mean one man. It was regiments of people there. It's amazing that the Patriots now, of all towns, everybody know Boston, according to all the greats. Everybody know Boston was part of the racist era of the civil rights. That was another area where King had issues, going berserk over there in Roxbury and all these areas. I mean, it's a lot of crazy stuff that took place in these northern areas. Boston, listen to the Boston Celtics of the early days, the hate mail. The shit they used to get. I'm kicking history for you. So think about that. All of a sudden they put a black guy in there, and then they got ESPN. Now I want y'all to know something, y'all. Y'all got to stop pretending.
Yeah, he an hour for me, man. He an hour for Rose Free, Gerard Mayo, man. He went to Tennessee, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. But it's crazy. It's crazy. But that's done on purpose. It's done on purpose because think about it. Y'all said it. I'm only going by what y'all say. Right after 9/11, who won the Super Bowl? The Patriot Act. Let me go to more
the
calls.
New England Patriots, man.
Yeah, all right. Mute yourself. I'm getting
and
more calls.
Belichick just retired. Step down.
Everybody, 3-3-6-4, you next. 5 minutes. I'm giving everybody 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes to do what you want to say. 3-3-6-4. Okay. 9-9-2-7.
Resurrection, everyone.
Yes. Go ahead. You got the 5 minutes. Go. You got five on it, baby. And much love to you and the family. We'll talk later about that. Much love to y'all.
Thank you. Man, there's so much going on.
I'm sure there is.
Well,
go ahead. It's on you. Get it out. 5 minutes.
They're testing the weather weapon 2030, which is 2024. So the nanotech is in the air. We're breathing in nanobots. You know, that's why everybody be having all this respiratory problems. So they're testing this weapon out for 2030 because they want it all to be in place for 2030. You know what I'm saying? They already told the truth to everyone. Go look this up. Please stop pretending like it's just the weather. No, it is not just the weather. They said they control the rain, the snow, and then if they can control the rain, the snow, that means they're controlling the air. So that means they can make a blizzard with 100 miles to 90 to 100 miles an hour blizzards. But they can, you know, if they want to be kind to us, they'll just give us 20, 30, 40, you know, or maybe 60 to 70 to do whiteout. Y'all don't get it. This is all under con and troll. So con means they tricking you with a bunch of soft-spoken lies or just soft-spoken words to tell you that, you know, with a smile on their face, like, oh, yes, we can, you know, when you look at it, these people are smiling with enjoyment to let you know that they can do this to you, all right? Them wars over there, well, let's just say, you know, the Nazis is everywhere, you know what I'm saying? They crawling out the holes of NYC where they doing tunnels, you know, they're everywhere. They're in the office, and I don't know why people voted for Biden when he was just calling y'all niggers. You know, I apologize to those that get offended by the word so easily. But, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
go ahead.
The main
go.
One. He's the one that was with the KKK, all that crap, you know. But you that blows over everybody's head. Children, out of here now. Hope.
Go ahead. Do your thing. We got you. We know your grandmama, so we know. Don't worry. At least we know kids is around your authority. So you got the power.
I apologize for that.
No, go ahead. All right, we got you. Oh. You still got time, girl. You got 3 more minutes. Hurry up.
They come to granny, boy. I tell you.
That's
they
right.
Come, they come to the one.
At the wrong time, though.
Listen, there's so much. They got the alien AI going on. I don't know if it's AI or CGI or mutations or just playing with your mind over there in Miami, because I don't think it was, you know, it's a psyop. Everything is a psyop. But except for this weather, it's not a psyop, because now you're dealing with nanobots, okay? Nanobots that's controlling everything now. You're breathing it in. Ain't no more getting injected. The more you breathe in, the more your body is fighting it off, and you can feel it. And when they hit your skin or hit your clothes, that air shoots through you like nitrogen, like something is pinging you. I mean, this is, you know, it's artificial, but they got control of the artificials, don't they? They got sole control of the artificials where they got people boxing against robots now, the synthetic.
Yeah.
So I don't know what sin is. Well, sin is artificial. Sin represents fakeness. Represents the artificial people or race or beings, along with whoever's ruling, they got control over it. Artificial been around us so long, we ain't paid it. Okay, but they are spilling the beans on a lot of shit out here now, where they got, you know, like this Black History coming up, King's birthday, all the psyops with all of that. At the end, he wants to confess and call out the ops and everything. When he knew he was already fucked up, when he was doing wrong, he got paid. All these people out here that's trying to burn down his house and try to that stabbed him, they all got paid, either with money or crack.
They got paid. Correct. They
got
paid.
They get paid. People get paid. Just like the white boy came and shot, assassinated the builder, they get paid. The families get paid. You think they don't sit down and talk to these families before they execute these missions? Oh, your daughter's going to be da-da-da-da-da. We're going to make sure we take care of her or take care of him while he's locked up. They get paid, y'all. Nobody's refusing the money, especially when you under the house nigga rule, when you going to accept that money.
Now,
see,
now,
what America don't realize.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell y'all like this.
Yeah.
The ones out in the field, the niggas out in the field, guess what? They're in the house now. And guess what
house.
You getting? You getting jangled. You getting disposed of.
They getting
jangled. They in the
okay.
house now. They
okay.
they gonna, they want okay. you to go to Africa, and then when they get you trapped down, you're going to be doing the mining and stuff.
Hold on. Hold on. That's a good one there. Now, I'm going to put something up on y'all because I don't know. Y'all be sending me. I got so much of this stuff that y'all. It's on paper. At least I can read this now. I got so much stuff I pulled out of the archive. Now I did through the. It's called biology. This is the occult biology. It's called blood lenses. Now this is what I just said. It's called blood lens, blood eyes. It says races as biological concepts was created in the 15th century Spain by the Spanish Inquisition in 1492. Just as Columbus was sailing the ocean blue, getting lost, Christian kingdoms, Ferdinand and Isabella succeeded in driving the Moors out, Africa, Arab Muslims, who had ruled the Iberian Peninsula. They said under Moorish rule, Spain had been the center of European culture. Moors built 11 universities, thousands of bookstores, hot and cold, running water, perfume and roses, system, bath. I mean, this is their own work. And then it goes and says, infidels and savages is the next topic. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is what they said, though. Y'all better listen carefully. This ain't given by most talk shows at all. So I hope you're listening carefully. It's called the Limpiadia de Sagra. Limpiadea sangria. That says testing the blood of the well as a family tree. The Moors and the Jewish to ferret out non-Christians. One drop of dark blood and you were out. Did y'all just hear me? Gave you the key words. Sangria. I hope y'all with me. We about to get deep. I told you, you'll never get this from any program. Guaranteed. 48:53, you on the Helios. 4853, you next.
Silicano. Greetings, family. How's everybody?
Much love to you always, brother. Keep it growing. 5 minutes. Go.
Silicano means divine blessings, and that alignment is really what we need to acknowledge and how great and powerful we are with our mind, just like what you're saying. One of the main things they're trying to attack is what we think, feel, and intuitively get hits on. And it's been the fertile soil forever because they could do whatever they want to do, but if we don't pay attention to them, they still want to know what we're thinking, and that's another part of that nano. As we embark on the apex of the Aquarian age, they know that their time is up because all information is one. That's why so much is being revealed. Tunnels under synagogues, we know that these jackals, whoever they are, not just the Ashkenazi Jewish people, are going underground. But they need, when you're going into hiding or whatever the case may be, you prepare, so you need a surplus. So they found that mattress with bowel movement on it, which proves that, you know, they're some of the main people that are trafficking children, and they're taking them underground so they could feed off of them. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, it almost brings tears to my eyes, you know, and we really need to be careful. But at the same time, I wanted to see what people think and feel about the season of Kali Yuga. It's the end of it as we embark on the Aquarian age, as we embark on the apex of the Aquarian age. Kali Yuga in Hindustan is taking place. In the West, they changed the calendar. This is the end of the age, just like they did with the Mayan calendar in 2020. Their time is up. And just like what you were saying, Dry Bones, let's not forget, so many things happened up there. The Boston Tea Party, you know, when they didn't want to pay tribute to the indigenous people, so the indigenous people took that shit and threw it in the water. No, it wasn't the Pinkfoots that were brought over here, the mulattoes, you know, half Moorish, half Ashkenazi or whatever, that came here to subdue this land. You know, of course, the mountain people, the regular Caucasian Slavics or whatever, they didn't have any wisdom and they didn't see the scrolls. So it's just so many things. But overall, we need to study, well, I'm just recommending and suggesting. The 15th, which is interesting also, celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, and the time of Kali Yuga is the same day, which is tomorrow. You know, just look it up, Kali Yuga, you know, the season of Kali Yuga. You fast and pray. You put your intents out there in the universe. You're guided by your spirit. You fast so that way you don't bring in these toxins and any of that stuff. You do your breathing exercises. You don't necessarily have to do yoga, but it's all about being still and getting into your higher self. Research it, Kali Yuga. That okie dokie pokey, just like they said, there's so many things. Y'all act like y'all don't remember Three the Hard Way when they was toxifying the water. You know what I'm saying? That was back in the damn 70s or 80s. I don't remember when that movie came out, but
can you hear me?
Ain't nothing new in their scheme.
Hold on, can y'all hear me? Something is going on with the show, y'all.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yeah, something ain't right. Okay, now. Let's just hope we can keep this going the way this shit is going, because I'm not on the anyway, you said the Kali Yuga.
Can you hear me, Dry Bones?
Yeah, I hear everybody now, because I went to the second source. I mean, I just said a Gandhi. You name it. Now, how did the Hindu element get usurped in? We got Kamala Harris, everybody. I want y'all to realize Americans say, y'all say it's a shift from power. Y'all named that character earlier. Like I say, I know it's symbolic, but if it is a black faith, why would we be even surprised? Because we already initialized that, okay, the white shit is, I got right here, the white people say themselves, this was made up. They made their own legal system up on race based off the 19th century assertion of race. They created this, but they was given power. This is what they say. We were given power to do this, because they couldn't do it without getting charters, treaties, and friendship or peace shit that makes them connected to the human family of nations. That's called recognition. Now,
well, one thing I want to say in reference to that, Dry Bones, is you got to remember what the Americans said about them. You can't trust them because they speak with forked tongues. They talk out of two sides of their face. The reality is, one thing we never did was go back to having our own meetings in longhouses, just like how we used to have meetings during the time we was coming out of being prisoners of war, slavery, a.k.a. They infiltrated them places by making the ministers agents. And that's another reason why all of these ministers are doing some crazy things. Just ponder this. How many ministers we know, even though we're still a man, doing that Chi-Chi boy foolishness, those Hollywood rituals, sleeping with other people's wives, going to these, you know, families' houses and eating the biggest piece of chicken, all of this foolishness,
yeah.
But also being kingpins in the drug game, retired pimps, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just so many things, but
well,
the infiltration
is
taking
that's
place.
That's the accosted part where, okay, you will listen to a person who don't seemingly have the credentials of, say, MLK, went to theologian school, and all these degrees of divinity that they have, most people go to, those, now they undercut that by Masonic logic, because if you are astute enough to study, then you know there's two secondary degrees of conflict. I don't really think a person should be having to, like, okay, for instance, if a pimp could come out of jail and get women to create a church for him, actually he's following ancient protocol in certain nations. Let's be honest. Because they're going to say the woman is the actual power of the stimulus, because he needs this women entity to create whatever he's thinking by them worshiping the dick. And so we got the totem pole and all this shit that we do. I mean, the church show, they worship dicks. They got the big steeples on them. They ain't stupid. I mean, the vagina is the woman because she's the auxiliary board. Without the woman in the church, there is no church. Unless you are faking to be a woman, which is a hermaphrodite church. We're going to get into that. I told y'all, Bernard Ruskin. See, y'all don't think y'all don't come on this program and don't get away. See, Bernard Ruskin, the ancient art of eunuchs and making men women is ancient.
With dry bones. I still want to emphasize on the Kali Yuga, bro, because
who's the origin of the Kali Yuga? What national group that identified that philosophy? So we know that people can see.
Yes, you're still right, Hindu, but let me finish, please. Let me finish.
The reality is this.
Just like what you said, look at the timeline when Gandhi came in. Look what was happening on the planet during that time period. See,
right.
That's another reason why they brought up the disc of the Mayan temple. See, a lot of things, just like prime example, as old as the planet is, and the rise and fall of civilization so many times, not just Greece, something always happens. Just like prime example, basketball, you know, one team whoops everybody's ass in one year, and the next year everybody else tries to be the champion, right?
But you say in Hindu, no one in the cult world would discard the Hindu Indus Valley civilization based on what we learned from all the great ones, because you can't. Because they are actually some of the Abraham is Brahma. I mean, some of these guys that we call Krishna is Jesus Christ is Krishna. So we are aware of the Hindu construct. All I'm saying to people is then they should be able to see why they had to have Hinduism in the civil rights movement, because it's called ecumenicalism, meaning all religions we are one. Now, that's the construct. Now, let's go with that, because you brought some deep stuff up, and I love this shit. If we are the one-struck construct, then we are not. We are the one God monolithic construct, because here's a guy or whatever kills off all the high priests, but we leave that out. We leave that out, though. The war of them killing each other is in the Vedas, in the Hindu texts. These people are flying around and flying saucers, everybody. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that's where I'm about to go. I'm about to go, y'all.
That's
Let me
right.
get some more callers.
That's right.
I'm about to go. Now, how the hell?
My 5 minutes. My 5 minutes is up.
Yeah,
my 5 minutes is up.
It's up, man. You was going so good. That's why you know it's good, because you have five on it and you still feeling good. Let me go to 1300. Stay with us. Hey, up, but we just go keep it rolling with some more people. I got I got three more calls. 5 minutes. 1300. You've been holding two. Everybody get 5 minutes.
Greetings.
I got 8079 and 331. You go ahead. You go. You got 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Greetings, my brother. Greetings to the Helios family, and we coming up on MLK, but I love what the brother was saying about the wars and how we're in the middle of these wars and a lot of these neocons. Now, let me get this straight, family. There are neocons on the Republican side. There are a few.
Yeah.
But majority of the time when we're under Democratic leadership, we go into war. You might as well get ready for it. They are the biggest warmongers in the whole political spectrum. And speaking of war, we're in 2 and 3 wars right now. And General Lloyd Austin is missing in action. And they kept it secret a long time. I don't know if anybody been hearing about it, but now they're saying that he has prostate cancer or whatever. And I think like 6 days or so, Joe Biden didn't even know this man was missing. And so now you got to ask yourself, who calling the shots right now in Washington as far as the military complex goes? Who's calling the shots? Because if this guy's he's the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin is, then who is calling the shots? So I don't know if anybody heard, he snuck over to Ukraine, and I heard there was an attack on him and those leaders.
So if you really haven't seen the presence of Lloyd Austin yet, who knows? He might have got killed in an attack. So they're trying to, you know, they're trying to spin this thing. So until you, they're saying that he's in the military hospital up in Washington right now, but there's still no evidence of that. So I just wanted to give the family the update on that. You know,
right.
We're in all these wars right now, and our Secretary of Defense is down. Sorry about that. Y'all have my dog in the background. But
You got your time.
DEI, right? You were speaking about DEI.
Right.
You see they going at Fannie Willis now in Atlanta. See, I tell black women, there is no refuge when you turn and you go against your man who protects you. Because once you left out there, them Democrats is not gonna they're gonna throw you under the bus. They're gonna throw you under the bus and they're not gonna save you. So you do all this bidding. Remember, white supremacy always throws their toys away when they finish. They break their toys when they finish using them. I digress, my brother.
I like that one, man. Hey, it's like a tantrum, like a child with a tantrum. Yeah. Now, remember, I got some archives that are going to be coming out that we did from the very beginning. We said what kind of government you want. And, you know, there are people who have kids as government that will let the kid be the ruler. You'd be like, damn, a kid, what, you know, you appear like, well, a little kid be the ruler, but you got people who have come up with this construct, and it's amazing because the kids are ruling.
Yeah, they basically saying Fannie Willis was, I guess that she had a prosecutor, a DA prosecutor helping her out,
right.
And I guess they apparently had an affair.
They were having
Fannie
an affair.
Willis is married.
Right. Black dude,
so,
right?
So like
black
I say, you gotta understand,
sex.
Black queens.
It's a sex cult.
You gotta understand, black queens. You under a microscope. You cannot, that's why we're not going to vote our way out of racism. We're not going to vote our way into nothing. We got to get our economic gain together. That is the only way we're going to come out of this oppression. I digress.
Because that's what the king said. He said, for us to get out of this, it's going to take the nation actually having to spend on us. And that's what the problem is, y'all. So now, Jesse Jackson might have set us up without able to get funds. Because isn't it funny, if you go to the grocery store, every group got food stamps except, and if you are U.S. black, when I say U.S., that's what you identify. Unfortunately, wording, I would have to tell anybody, of course, they got us with the wording. There's no doubt about it. Jesse Jackson, I just played Jesse Jackson, was anointed to change the name to African. He gave us two continents. That's Jesse Jackson. What is his legacy going to be? Because he got to die soon. I wonder. Let's keep it going. 8079. You on the heat.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Dry Bones. A very interesting show as usual. I'm going back to when I was young. First thing I ever heard and came into any type of geopolitics or whatever you want to call it was Martin Luther King. I had to be about 8 years old, you know, but I didn't know anything about Malcolm X. And my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother, they always pushed Martin Luther King, and that's the only side that I knew of. So now I guess they done ran with it all over, because you ask any little kid this day about a black leader, the first thing they're going to say is Martin Luther King, and that's
yep.
That. It's going to be right there. And you know, with Malcolm X, when you played that clip, you played it plenty of times, and at the end of his speech, he says, by any means necessary. And he said
same
that back
word.
In 1965.
Yep.
So if you analyze that of what he said, and you analyze who's the enemy is and the power that they have and the weaponry that they have, and he says any means necessary, who do you know in your community or in the world that can go up against that?
Yeah, that's the key.
After the last 55 years, nobody, you know, nobody. And there's no way any white person, I don't give a shit if they're Republican, independent, Democrat, going to give up the economic power to anybody else. They're going to rule, and they're going to keep ruling the economic power, which comes out of Wall Street with the money changers, you know, and the homos that run this planet secretly, you know.
Yeah.
So they ain't going to give it up. And now these days, they plan so much on fear. Just take this so-called storm that's supposed to be coming through Buffalo, man. When we were young, man, we'd be outside playing football right now in this little bit of crap they got out here, man.
Sure would be.
Playing football
sure.
all day, go in and do something, come back out.
Yep.
And play football. They got motherfuckers scared talking about, don't come out your house, it's a driving ban on, man. There's 2 inches or 3 inches of snow out here, man, and a little blowing snow around. But they got people fearful of anything and everything, you know? So it's like, yo, man, come on, y'all.
Yep.
Everybody got to get the
yep.
big picture that they plan on more fear these days than anything
anytime.
Else.
That's
and
right.
you can't even talk to the people that you know because they don't see it. And I'm like, hey, I can see it, and I can't worry about nobody else that don't see the fear game that they're playing, the money game that they're playing. You go to your fucking Popeyes, you go to fucking all these little shops around here, all you see is immigrants there working, man, from top to bottom. Popeyes and everybody else, man, McDonald's, Walmart, nothing but immigrants in this motherfucker working, man. So they must have something going on with the government where they're hiring these people as they coming in, giving them jobs.
Right,
man.
Right.
Yo,
right, that's it.
You know, this is not no coincidence, man, that you go in these fucking box stores and see all these fucking people from don't even talk English, don't even know the product, you know, looking like bums, delivering your food and Uber and shit, wearing fucking flip-flops and fucking snow and shit, man, stanking up the place, and you got your food delivered by these people and shit, man. The shit is fucking crazy, bro. You know,
yeah.
crazy.
No. But this is so if I interact with it, I'm still gonna get y'all. That's what I call really a great observation of what's going on. Because if I can go and tell y'all that down here, I might not even. If I go to certain areas, I won't even hear English. It's a fact. So I'm saying to myself, I can only imagine the areas that were predominantly just black and white. And now the whites and the blacks who were only used to each other now got to be, are being usurped by groups that they both can't understand, that you got to know your government. Your government
ain't
real.
And I'm glad you said that, because I missed something when I was talking about the part about the little march MLK did up in Chicago in that Gage Park, Marquette Park neighborhood.
Yeah.
The neighborhood is Mexican now, both those neighborhoods.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Now,
that ain't no accident, bro.
I need that to be said around this 10 regions, because the whole thing, Martin Luther King did tell you before he killed him, because he got nervous. I would get nervous. If I'm an Asian, I just be in with you. If I was an Asian, I know they watching me. I'm fucking. I'm getting good-ass pussy, good-ass coke, good-ass shit. And they know my weak. They know my weakness. They even sending videos to my wife now. Imagine how this man is breaking down mentally, y'all. Think about this for a minute, y'all. See, that's why I say you never put yourself in these shoes because you've never been there. But when you're at a high level, somebody make a noise with your refrigerator. Why don't you just mute yourself, and then we don't have to hear you. Think about this. If Martin was actually being watched, and he had to know, we got Gil Scott-Heron. I learned all you on the line from B.O. We learned King Alpha playing back and forth. We do the whole plan. And we see that it's a legitimate plan. It was like, damn. But the CIA implemented it, y'all. If they implemented the plan, and they put the people in place to play the actors, and then we find out the major players as we get older. Now, we at an age now, those of you in your 60s, past your 60s, if you could believe the shit of the civil rights, I suggest you just sit down, smoke, whatever. I mean, just go to the wayside. If you cannot comprehend that you have delusionally been brainwashed by a group that had these people who didn't even tell you they changed their names. None of us knew his name was Michael. None of us. Not one of y'all at that age of between 20 to 30 knew Martin Luther King was not named Michael. You are exceptional. Whoever taught you that, you should be like, thank you. Whoever taught you out that era that was beyond normal, that was able to see more than most our parents and family members
and gave you some tidbits and you didn't realize how valuable they are to today, that's why they call casting pearls a slime. Man, you just was eating it. You didn't know what you was eating. We about to get deep. Y'all ready?
And drop on, drop on. That's the Jedi mind trick, too. They want us They want the Americans to stay busy fighting each other. And these are these rich corporations and these economic powers that's all around the globe. They want the Americans to circle around and be fighting each other. And the whole time they're moving their immigrants in and they're moving all these people in.
Civil war.
And Civil
war.
It's crazy.
Hold on.
Don't get me wrong, family, but don't get me wrong, Drybone. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Hold it. No, I said hold it. Y'all making sense, but I got to play facts. I got these callers on the line still coming. I got 3318-7472-0997 and 6661. You are coming in. But see, before we even get deep, I told you, dead people, because we all going to die. Anna just made sure of that one. You going to wear your own damn heart. Ain't nobody going to wear it, so don't worry about what I got to think about your ass, because it's your own goddamn heart. One died before all of them. The one who died before all of them was in the Long Star State where Bass Reeves, the Long Ranger, was at. And see, King Malcolm, remember, Malcolm got kicked out the Nation of Islam for even talking about this cracker getting killed. I mean, if you think about it, don't call. I have no power. The board or something going on. They zapped y'all. As soon as y'all start talking about that treaty, it went out. I like to say, if a guy can get killed, who the president of the United States, and he's a Roman Catholic, Irish bootleg, prohibition control, gambling family. Y'all didn't care if he screwed Marilyn Monroe. Y'all lying. Y'all, that fuck, they wasn't about no goddamn
JFK.
Yeah. All they told you was blah, 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 blah. And y'all didn't even think about it, especially as blacks. If you go kill the president, whatever civil rights bill came after that was fraudulent. You don't kill the president on the watch of the so-called civil rights movement when it didn't really. It wasn't manifesting right. And because of this, and when y'all can hear this, I'm talking to all the old people, anybody in their 70s, 80s living today, and y'all can hear a president make this speech, and you think the Democratic Party, I know about the Republican Party. Yeah, we know. But see, the word Republican should make you see that it was your party until you usurped your own self. You usurped your own blood right from the Republican Party, niggas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from
now, this is the president get killed before Malcolm X, before King, and Malcolm X got kicked out the Nation of Islam for saying something. Now, this man spoke against you know what. You know what he, if those of you in the crowd, well, look what he said. He said, no expenditures. That's why they're able to do PSYOP wars. And you don't realize how they get the money. They got the money because it's no expenditures. If they want to dig underneath the earth, they can dig. It's no expenditure because they got people over there mining in Africa who got a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old being trained to go into coal mines. Yeah, guinea pigs. Y'all know what guinea mean. Now, we about to get beat. I'm going to bring all y'all in. 5 minutes. 3-3-1-8. You start the five.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for this platform also, man. Brilliant mind, bro. And you're right, that homeschool pays off. Mine's just finished up. They said, thank you, Dad. Appreciate you for that, not putting us in that system. They can see it for themselves. They can see clearly. You know what I'm saying, bro? All right, got that out the way. Epiphany of a thought. So the Civil Rights Act, 64, signed. I think where King really thought he'd made an error, that he didn't tell us the whole truth of what the Civil Rights Act really was meant for. It was meant for the goddess bitch. So the Civil Rights is really the 19th Amendment. It's for the women. Now, if he had said civil rights be for the women, and this is why I get to get on board while using women because of the 19th Amendment, now it's all out in the open, and even men of color can see this shit, and they can say, okay, I see what's going on. Because right after the 64, what goes next? Well, not tear down red line, but women can buy houses and go wherever they want. Women at that same time, 62, 63, can get their own credit cards where they used to have to go through the man. Back it up again. So now let's go back to...
Keep going. Keep going. Yeah.
That's right. Let's go back to 54 where Lyndon B. Johnson, the gangster, of which all those individuals died on his watch, he is the whip of the Democratic Party in Texas. He signs the 501c3 to say church is no longer involved with natural law, a.k.a. the preachers, especially preachers within the cities, because cities are corporations of nonprofit. So now he silenced the cleric, the clerk, because your civil defense when you went to court, you went, they didn't want to tell you this. They went to court with preachers. Preachers went to court to defend those who are falsely accused. Preachers went to the Senate because, like you say, they're divinity of mastery. They had a master's degree. And the only reason why you get pimps to start churches because you live in a Protestant nation.
Yep.
At that same time of 1963, 62-ish, you got this thing called the Pedro Pan Project. You're bringing in all foreigners in here at that same time with that Civil Rights Act bill.
Pedro Pan.
So
Peter Pan.
Bringing them down to Florida from Cuba to disrupt again, to disrupt again the voice of the woman who don't know shit about corporate law because all this shit is corporate.
It's corporate
so
law.
If you take it out of the hand of the man who would study the corporate law to how his money is adjusted, put it in the hands of the woman, she's going to fall asleep. So when Jesus come back and she sleep, he said, didn't I tell you to stay awoke?
Awoke. Stay awoke.
Didn't I tell you to stay awoke? Because I'm trying to show you how this shit is working. So our brother, Martin, undercover, he used the women. Civil rights is not for men.
It's the women.
What should have been for the men was the Free Bureaus Act, but they didn't open that shit up because that was vetoed by Johnson in 65 right after the War of 18.
Okay. See, that's why I don't put the show together knowing what y'all going to do. I go by what y'all say. Now, he just said a mouthful that is unbelievable. You ain't going anywhere.
But
I just want y'all to know that you named y'all.
But this is what I do. This is what I do. Because you still try to hold on to facts. Now, we use timelines and stop going all over the place and deal with business right here to what happened to our money. That's what you keep saying. And the last three callers that you brought in, they kept that shit on that money. Yeah, there's a civil war coming because they're bringing all these foreigners in.
Well, of course.
Because they need to change.
Now, God told you what the money is. Now, money is a – come on now. Come on. Anybody listening to all these years. The money is
you ready?
It's not even real. Y'all said
that's right.
Agree. Yeah.
Agree.
Right.
So but guess
real,
what they're getting ready to do? Guess what they're getting ready to do?
What are they going to do?
They're going to remove the thing called commercial paper. If you ain't got an IP address, because I just dealt with it not too long ago. If you ain't got an IP address with a phone, we're not giving you no money. Go to your local bank and tell them you need a personal loan and see what they say. We don't do those.
Yeah.
You got to go to somewhere offline to AI in order to get this money now. And it ain't no money.
Because
and then they
the
say,
banks,
what's
the
name of your
closed.
Bank account that I can put the funds in your account? It ain't no
the
funds.
Bank,
it's
the
credit.
The banks are closing. It's credit. Because they're credit systems. We've been a credit. Now, hold on. Because you brought up the subject. Those of y'all out there listening, it's either land. The Bible story, is even though people may not like it, whatever, it's in land. Number one commodity. Land, number one commodity. Then they told you in symbolic singing, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. That's
silver
the
and gold.
Now, I'm not going to keep telling people this. I'm through with that. I did that in the Yahweh's, man. The Yahweh's was – how do you think he got rich? He got us to go with the Hunt brothers. See, the Hunt brothers, Lamar Hunt, all y'all on the Yahweh tip back in the day when it was hard, we was there. We hit Miami in the early days, drugs everywhere. In the early days, man, this dude got drug dealers bringing all his shit,
hey,
they shit to him.
They own the Kansas City Chiefs, man.
Right, thank you, man. Thank you, somebody. Thank you. Kevin,
and they
Lamar
won
Hunt.
Yesterday.
Right. So y'all don't even know nothing about no gold and silver. You don't know Lamar Hunt and the Hunt brothers. So I don't like to talk to people sometimes because I'm like, man, we've been doing – look, I'm 61. I mean, how long we got to keep telling motherfuckers the same shit? The Hunt brothers, gold and silver, Africa, everything on the earth is mine. That means minerals, metals. Now, if I got to do that, then you know we've been brainwashed. Because this is 101 knowledge. Hold on, this is 101 knowledge, y'all. I'm serious. I'm not even that bright. I learned from other people.
It's 101.
It's called vicarious living. I live through vicarious people who I've been associated with to have knowledge that gave me some. I said, well, damn, that really makes sense. Regardless of what your family taught you, your family taught you a lie. You still love them, but you don't believe it no more. I mean, how fucking dumb are you? If you got to still be having a trivial moment because your family ain't picked up on none of this, fuck that. You still love them, but you don't have to kill yourself over the negative energy because they're going to get you to fight. They're going to get you to fight. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because in death, you can tell how a family is in death. You can't bury